as Letterkenny with their tasty party options and buffet choices. Book on 912238. Sister Sarah's, proud sponsors of today's show.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, a cross-border appeal has been issued in relation to a 14-year-old teenager who's been missing from Inishowen for 7 weeks. Independent TD Mark McSherry will not contest the next election. The Donegal County Council has been granted funding for 2 new fire appliances under government funding, and the vacancy rates in Children's Disability Network teams stands at 56% at the moment. These stories in full plus more. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news, a cross-border appeal has been issued in relation to a 14-year-old teenager who's been missing from Inishowen for 7 weeks. Gardaí are renewing their appeal and seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of Stephen Boyle, who's been missing from Burnfoot since the 22nd of August. Stephen is described as approximately 5'6" in height, of medium build, with light brown hair and blue eyes. It is unknown what Stephen was wearing when he went missing. Gardaí are concerned for Stephen's welfare, and at the request of Gardaí, the PSNI has also issued an appeal this morning. Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal TD Mark McSherry says it's been a privilege to serve as a TD and senator for over 20 years. The independent deputy has revealed he will not contest the next election. A former member of Fianna Fáil when he was elected to the Shannon in 2002 and the Dáil in 2016. Deputy McSherry says it's the right time to bring the curtain down on his political career.
It has been an extraordinary privilege. I mean, first elected in 2002 to the Senate and still there, you know, having been blessed with re-election by the electorate for the Senate initially 3 times and then the Dáil twice. One works to the best of their ability during that period. And I believe that by the time the next election comes along, sometime around a year from now, that that's the appropriate time for me to close this chapter and seek out other opportunities.
The Donegal County Council has been granted funding for 2 new fire appliances by government. The Minister for Local Government, Dara O'Brien, has announced the national awarding of almost €21 million to equip local authority fire and rescue services. It will be used for 40 new Class B fire appliances across Ireland, which generally carry 1,800 litres of water, have a main pump built in and carry equipment including a selection of hoses, ladders and breathing apparatus to the scenes of emergencies. The vacancy rate in Children's Disability Network teams stands at 56% at the moment. That figure was presented by the HSE to a meeting with public representatives and parents in Donegal this week, with Deputy Joe McHugh going on to raise the issue in the Dáil Chamber last night. Deputy McHugh told Minister Anne Rabbitt the parents presented the meeting with 4 proposals, which they said would improve the situation in the short term.
Families of children with complex needs feel they're not receiving regular therapy, support or timely access to equipment, and there has been no indication given to parents as to how this will be managed when there are no therapists on a team. The second point is in relation to redeployment of experienced and skilled resources from other areas. The third recommendation is they're calling on the HSE to implement an emergency model to support access to private therapies. And the fourth recommendation is in relation to therapeutic support and guidance for schools.
Minister Rabbitt pledged to assess and move on those recommendations as quickly as possible and also confirmed she's in close contact with local clinicians. She acknowledged that there is what termed a pinch point in the county.
I'm concerned about the CD&T team in Donegal for the simple reason it's a HSE team. And if we fail to recruit onto a HSE team, my options are very limited. So we have to make it incredibly attractive. The clinicians were incredibly helpful to me during the summer when I was down there. They are the ones that have told me what I need to do and what I am trying to do. And to be very fair to Bernard Gloucester, he is more than willing to step up whatever needs to be done to ensure that we have a proper functioning team, not just in Donegal, but right across my 91s. But at the moment, there is a real clear pinch point in Donegal, because when you haven't the OT assessing the child for their basic need of machinery that they require to live a full life and we have an issue. So I appeal to the HSE again in relation to the NAP, the NACS's national policy, that they redeploy, if it's only for a week, to have some of our assessments done for children who are in crisis, for their footwear or their wheelchairs, that we get that as a priority. But I'll take that away from tonight and I will revert to you over the coming days.
Donegal County Council is to press the OPW to extend the visiting season at the Newmills Corn and Flax Mill. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly told a recent meeting of Letterkenny Milford MD that there's huge untapped potential at the site, but Minister Patrick O'Donovan has made it clear that more funding will not be made available until footfall increases. Councillor Kelly says the best way to ensure that is to extend the season, and it should happen from next year.
My argument is the visiting season is far too short. It opens in June and it closes there on the 2nd of October. And I've asked today that we write to the OPW and engage with them to have the visiting season extended. And I believe that Newmills Corn and Flax should be open from the springtime, April, May, even March, and not close again until November or close to Christmas, because it's a fantastic facility right out in Newmills. One of very few in the entire country. Possibilities there of a coffee shop, memorabilia shops. You know, this can be a fantastic place.
Of course, the chicken and the egg situation in the quandary then develops that in order to extend the season, you've got to have more money from the OPW in order to make that happen. But it seems in order to get more money from the OPW, you've got to first extend the season. So we're stuck in this sort of catch-22.
That's like a hamster in a wheel. But we have to do our best from our side. I mean, I love right beside the Newmills Corn and Flax, and only a mile up the road. And as I said the other day, as a young fella at National School, that was a really fantastic tour. Was down, every class got down to Newmills Corn and Flax. And I mean, that should be widened out through all the areas within the municipal district and the county for that matter. And, you know, have schools using it more and more, and increase the numbers going through the door. I mean, at the end of the day, Donald, it's free. The admission's free. The gauge are fantastic. It's a great facility. And, you know, when you're on there and get that gated tour, you know, you actually are in wow when you come out. You know, this is actually on our doorstep.
The Defence Forces have been deployed to East Cork due to the severity of flooding in the region. Members of the Army are on hand in towns like Glanmire and Middleton to assist locals. Gardaí are currently running a community bus in Glanmire which will be able to take people home. Many homes and businesses are underwater and substantial damage has been caused by floodwaters. Mark O'Sullivan, acting county engineer, says they were prepared for a significant weather event.
We were in an orange rainfall event, and we've had our severe weather alert team has met Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week to assess conditions. So we were expecting a significant event, and we've been out on the ground ever since Monday trying to get ahead of it.
A dull discussion on calls for an external review of services at Letterkenny University Hospital was deferred last night because Health Minister Stephen Donnelly was not in the chamber. The review sought by 79 local Donegal GPs who wrote to the minister earlier this month and subsequently backed by the weekend by 11 consultants at the hospital who also wrote to Mr Donnelly. Last night in the Dáil, Donegal TDs Padraig McLaughlin and Piers Doherty intended raising it under topical issues, but told Las Cion Cúrla Catherine Connolly they wanted to defer it until the minister is available.
Whenever the Minister of Health is not available, when a topical issue comes up, the protocol is we're to be made aware that the Minister of Health isn't available. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened in this case. So we can't proceed. The Minister of Health hasn't notified us, so we can't proceed. That's the protocol. It's clearly established. I'm the Sinn Féin whip. This is the protocol that we're to be made aware of.
I understand the protocol, but it's just a pity we didn't know. That's...
We didn't know.
Nobody,
Minister for Health.
Minister of Health One speaker. I'm not going against you, please. No, of course not. Just trying to ease this out. So you're withdrawing your topic.
No, we're deferring.
We'd ask that it be deferred to tomorrow when the minister's available. That is the protocol. That is the established protocol.
You're deferring it now. The Cian Cúrla will be here, so he'll make the final decision.
In fairness to the Cian Cúrla has made a stand in relation to...
It's okay. It's all right. I'm not...
Is that okay?
I'm not disagreeing with the issue at all.
Yeah.
I was looking for a ruling, but it is...
That's against the protocol that's been established.
No, the option is usually given to all TDs when they table a topic if they want to withdraw it before. That's okay.
Can I just get clarification from you, Las Cian Cúrla, if that's okay, as the acting Cian Cúrla here today? Because you know, the issue here is that nearly 100 health professionals have written to the minister. I'm not going to go into this. So therefore, it's really important that the minister himself is present. So we have a right to ask for it deferred till he's here. And is that right being upheld, or is it subject to...
That right has been upheld.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this will be deferred till
tomorrow. Whether it goes into tomorrow will be up to the Clan Corlea.
Yes, if the minister is available.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay.
Okay.
The border region had the lowest median and mean hourly earnings last year. That's according to CSO statistics that were published today. Sean O'Regan has the details.
The highest mean hourly earnings for full-time workers in 2022 was in Dublin at €32.16, with 38.1 mean paid weekly hours. The same figure for the border region was almost €10 less, at €22.60, with 37.7 mean paid weekly hours. The South West ranked top in the highest mean hourly earnings for part-time workers at €21.53, with 18-point mean paid weekly hours, while the border region, again at the bottom, with €18.27, with 17.5 mean paid weekly hours. Meanwhile, the lowest median hourly earnings for full-time and part-time workers were also in the border region at €17.93, with 38.8 paid hours, and €13.51 with 17.8 median paid weekly hours, respectively.
The Central Criminal Court has heard claims Josef Pushka was trying to help Aisling Murphy when two women went out for a run to find them along the Grand Canal in Tullamore on January 12th last year. A witness claimed she saw a man crouching over a woman while she kicked her legs high in the air in a scissors motion. 33-year-old Mr. Pushka of Lanalee Grove, Mucklagh County, Offaly, denies murdering the schoolteacher. Andrew Louth has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
Jenna Stack told the court she was out for a run with a friend when she saw a man crouched over a woman in a hedgerow along the Grand Canal on the date Aisling Murphy was killed. She said she shouted, "What are you doing?" and the man turned around and said, "Get away," before Miss Stack and her friend went to get help. Defence barrister Michael Bowman put to Miss Stack that Aisling Murphy had reached out and was holding Mr. Pushka's forearms because he was stopping bleeding on her neck. Miss Stack said, "No, I knew there was something wrong. I could tell by her," before Miss Stack admitted to being terrified.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll be back with all of the latest in sport.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We're going over to Oisin Kelly at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We're going to start with international women's football. And Dennis Shones, Erin McLaughlin has been called in to the Republic of Ireland squad for the Nations League doubleheader with Albania. The in-form midfielder last week helped Piemont United win the SSER Trustee Women's Premier Division title with two games still to play. McLaughlin joins fellow Donegal players Tyler Tolan and Amber Barrett in Eileen Gleeson's 26-player squad. However, there's no place for Roma McLaughlin due to injury. Sinead Farley is back after missing the wins over Northern Ireland and Hungary, while injuries also rule out Niamh Fahey, Aoife Mannion, Claire Walsh, Tara O'Hanlon, Rushi Littlejohn, Jess Sue and Leanne Kiernan. The Girls in Green face Albania on October the 27th at the Tallaght Stadium before the return game, which is in Skudar on October 31st. Staying with soccer, but on the college's front, there was defeat for the men's side from ATU Donegal today in their second Premier Division CUFL game of the season. They lost out by 3-1 on the road at Maynooth University this afternoon. Tiernan Brown had levelled the game up at 1-1, but the home side went on to score 2 further goals and take the win. ATU, of course, took victory in their opening game last weekend. Match 3 next week is back at home, where they will take on TU Dublin. Elsewhere for ATU sides, it's going to be a busy evening, particularly at the Tyrone GA Centre in Garvahy, with the Freshers Gaelic Football and the Senior Gaelic Footballers playing in a doubleheader. First up is the Freshers against St Mary's in Division 1 at 6 o'clock, and then in Division 1 of the Senior League at 7:30, St Mary's will also provide the opposition there for Maxi Kern's side. While the Camogie players of ATU are also playing a league game tonight in Owenbeg and Derry as they take on UU McGee. Moving to schools football, and St Columba's Comprehensive School from Glenties are the Donegal Senior Secondary School Champions for 2023. That's after they beat Loretto Milford earlier this afternoon at the Donegal GA Centre in a convoy. In a highly entertaining affair, the Glenty side won through 3-11 to 2-12. Now the countdown is very much on to this coming Sunday's Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Championship Final, where Gweedore find themselves back in the decider for the first time since 2018 and will face off with the defending champions Niamh Connell for the right to lift the Dr. Maguire Cup this weekend. Gweedore captain is Neil McGee, and he says that the group will need a perfect performance if they are to be in with a shout of winning the big one.
You know, we know what's ahead of us. We all know we need to play the perfect game, more or less, you know, and we know what Glenties are going to bring. Discipline's going to be key, like, you know, against Glenties, they kind of suck you in, they kind of antagonise you in a way, you know, when you're down and stuff and coming in late, and we kind of have to make sure we don't lose our discipline when that happens.
You will be seen probably as underdogs for this, given the fact that...
Oh, definitely, we are underdogs, you know.
You don't mind that, do you?
No, we're happy enough, like, but... Listen, I know a final, it's on the day. Like, as I said, we're going to nearly have to play the perfect game.
That's the Gweedore captain, Neil McGee, and you can watch that interview in full on our website. There's also video interviews there with Gweedore manager Ronan McNeillis and from the Niamh Connell camp manager Martin Regan and player Oran Doherty. They're available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. Mick Bohan will take charge of the Dublin women's football team for another season. In the last 8 years, Bohan has steered his panel to 5 All-Ireland titles, and that included 4 consecutive wins from 2017 to 2020. Paula Dunn has been appointed interim head coach at UK Athletics following the surprise departure of Stephen Maguire. UK announced yesterday that Strabane native Maguire had left his position as UK director, less than 2 months after overseeing a very successful world championship in Budapest, with the British team equaling the best ever medal haul tally. Maguire was only 16 months into the job, but it's reported disagreements over financing teams of athletes and support is understood to have led to the County Tyrone man Shock sacking. Women's national 100 and 200 metre record holder Dina Asher-Smith has called on UK to explain what she says is an incredibly short-sighted decision on relieving Maguire of his duties. Former sprinter Dunn will now lead the performance programme through to next year's Olympics and Paralympics in Paris. Finally, in horse racing, there was a flat meet earlier today in Navan, and Donegal jockey Dylan Brown-McMonagall was among the winners. He won the 2:45 maiden race on board the 5-4 favourite Greek Flower for trainer John Fenn. And that's your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. The idea of a temporary amnesty for learner drivers has been shut down. There are continuing delays at test centres across Ireland, with the RSA reporting an average waiting period of around 30 weeks. Rural independent TDs want urgent action to reduce what they say are unacceptable waiting lists. However, while the Minister of State for Transport, Jack Chambers, acknowledges the delays, he said he would not support an amnesty.
It would totally undermine fundamental road safety principles, and that's why the focus has to be on resourcing, building capacity and ensuring that many young people that are waiting get a test quicker.
Residents and businesses are warned of a water supply disruption to Ahulati, Carrigart, Kinlargy, Island Roy, Umla, Mulroy, Carrick and Cranford, while works are in place to fix a burst water main. A traffic management plan will also be in place for the duration of the works, which are to finish at 8 o'clock this evening. Ishka Éireann do recommend that an allowance of up to 3 hours after the estimated time restoration is made to allow for supplies to fully return. Two leading regional rural bodies have announced a new collaboration which they say will offer the opportunity for cross-border learning and development. Rural Action and Irish Rural Link have come together under the Synergy Rural Collaboration Project, which is being supported by the government's Shared Island Fund. It was launched in Dublin this morning. Seamus Boland is CEO of Irish Rural Link. He says there are specific issues in border areas.
We have a long history of working across border and indeed further afield between us and rural organisations in Northern Ireland. And this for us is a continuation of what is an essential project in terms of everyday activity on the ground.
The Donegal people will be taking very close interest in this because some really important things can be achieved on a cross-border basis.
Exactly. The people of Donegal and indeed Derry and all the other counties that stretch across the border are, you know, on the ground do a lot of cooperation, irrespective of what initiatives are going on. They've learned to manage this not now, but over the years. And what this does is it continues that process. Border living, as you know, is always difficult. It doesn't matter whether it's the border between Austria and Germany or France and Switzerland. It doesn't matter. Border can be difficult at times. Regulations are different. Everything is different. So managing that and making sure rural services, rural activities continue to the benefit of people, that has to be achieved, and you have to continue to work at that.
The Education Minister says students receiving their junior cert results today should feel a major sense of achievement. A record 71,000 students are either opening the envelope or checking online to see how June's exams went, over 2,000 of those in Donegal. However, with the new junior cycle, work completed throughout the course of the year is also taken into account. Minister Norma Foley says your first state exam is a big educational step.
71,000 young people are today receiving their junior cycle results, and I want to wish them well, and I want to congratulate them on a wonderful, wonderful achievement. This is another step in their education journey.
Donegal Town Roads Policing Unit were enforcing traffic calming measures outside Dunkaneely National School yesterday. A fixed charge penalty notice was issued to a motorist who was travelling at 84 kilometres per hour in a 60 zone on approach to the school. Gardaí are appealing for drivers to slow down when approaching a school and to expect the unexpected at all times. They also asked parents to not park illegally when doing school drop-offs or pick-ups, as well as follow school traffic management plans that may be in place. Looking now to the weather, largely dry at first with rain on west coasts. Rain will develop in many areas this afternoon and throughout the evening with a chance of flooding. Highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees in fresh southeast winds. Further spells of rain tonight with heavy rainfall bringing a chance of flooding. Lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees in moderate southeast breezes. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of dry spells and showers. Some showers may be heavy locally, whilst it'll be mostly cloudy with some bright or sunny spells developing. Maximum temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees in a moderate southeasterly breeze. To conclude this evening's headlines, a cross-border appeal has been issued in relation to a missing 14-year-old from Inishowen who's been missing for the past 7 weeks. Independent TD Mark McSharry will not contest in the next election. The Donegal County Council has been granted funding for two new fire appliances under government funding, and the vacancy rate in Children's Disability Network teams stands at 56% at the moment. That's all for now. The next news update is at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, keep up to date with the latest local news on our website. HighlandRadio.com. From myself and the news team, good evening. The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, October 18th. The death has occurred of John McGowan, Arnmore Island. His remains are reposing at his sister's residence. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock, with house private after the rosary, please. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Crone's Church, Arnmore, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen Foster, ní Aiken, Moyle Hill, Milford, formerly Drumheriff, Rumelton. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford, followed by burial in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv. House strictly private at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mary Kavanagh, 74 Glen Eagles, Derry. Funeral leaving her home on Friday morning at 20 past 9. Going to Our Ladies of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Foyleside Hospice. Family time, please, from 8 p.m. until 12 noon. For more family information and details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.